everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And the Creation Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years, just for a short time. They came here a little bit over 2 years ago to help with the ascension process of the people on the planet. Naturally, the Lightship is concerned with the planet, first of all, and since we're a life form on it, secondary, we're also able to do the ascension with the Earth Spirit if we choose to. So this is what it's all about, is healing. And our show is about healing. We do a lot of instantaneous healings for people. And it's just a wonderful show, so just hang in there. And we'll probably do some chakra alignment today. And we'll get Sylvia on here. Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, and welcome, everyone. Thanks for coming with us today on this beautiful Creation Lightship healing show. And we'd love to have your input or your questions, either on the phone, or you're welcome to use the easiest way, which is the BBS Fast Chat. And to get on that, you just simply go to the main menu page where you see the different times of each day. Click on the Creation Lightship Healing Show today, Monday at 4 p.m., and scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see a window that has the phone numbers to call in. And at the bottom of that window, it says Quick Chat with BBS Fast Chat. So you just simply click on where it says Fast Chat, and you'll see a window popping up, and then you can just put in your message and hit send. So that's a great way of getting your questions in, and we'll keep our eyes on it throughout the show so that we can address your questions for Ron. So stay with us for the wonderful healings. And on today's topic, I think we're going to basically discuss the subject of energy and energy balancing and healing. A lot of us, as we go through our days, go to work or deal with family issues and so on, our energy systems can get off balance and we can get pulled in different directions. Like Ron was saying a minute ago, with our chakras, they need balancing and clearing sometimes because they can get off kilter or closed down and that type of thing. So we're going to get into that kind of thing today. And so if you have any specific questions about that, we'd love to hear it. So to get started, over to you, Ron, to start us with some healing for today.
Okay, so we're first going to do some chakra alignments. And so when the chakras get off, probably, I guess, if you get out of sync with your life, you get upset, they can get off and move inside of the body. Remember, it's an energy system that's working with you that's invisible, although you can see it if you have a pendulum. You can just lay somebody down on a massage table and put a pendulum over each chakra, and you can look at it and see how it's spinning. I don't think it matters personally what way it spins. There's our books out talking about it has to go a certain way or the other, but for myself, they just spin. And I try to keep a real simple concept on this here. So they spin, and if it's not a real good circle, you know, a nice round circle, then it's out of balance. And if it's elliptical, then it's not working quite right, so you want to ask the chakra to move properly, have the spirit of the person activate it, so it will move, you know, properly. So we're doing a balancing right now on you with your chakras. Another way they get out of alignment is from psychic attacks. And we don't always, it may sound kind of negative, but, you know, somebody could be looking at you, watching you. They could be envious, say, of your throat chakra as you're talking. You know, people can actually look at you and project energy to you. And this may all be subconscious. And all of a sudden, the chakra feels like it's being invaded. And at that point, the chakra will tend to turn. And so it won't be, you know, in direct opposition to the energy coming into you. So it wants to protect itself. So here we go. We're going to go to your heart chakra first. And just kind of move it around a little bit here. And you might feel it move inside of you. And there we go. That looks fine for everybody. Go to your throat chakras. So what I'm doing is asking your spirit now to reposition your chakras so they're perfectly in alignment. Okay, there we go. And next we'll go to your third eye, and that looks fine. and go to your power center. I like to work with the heart first to get that operating properly. And there we go. Power chakra feels good. And second chakra now. There, and first chakra. There we go. So we're going to do an opening now. So I'll use the word spin. If the chakras turn, I'll use the word spin just to enlarge it. And if you're in a quiet location, it's very peaceful, we're going to open it up body width. And if you're in a real noisy location, maybe dogs barking, children running around, you may not want to have the sensitivity, so you may want to actually have it closed down more than what I'm doing now. So, but that's your choice. When it's opened up fully, we'll say body width, and you can have a lot of healing work being done to you. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 spin. A lot of energy work there, or somebody. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. And power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. Okay, and you should feel more energy going through your body. How do you feel, Sylvia?
I feel definitely more energized and balanced, a little bit calmer and a little bit more centered. I definitely feel my heart is more open, too.
Great. Okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to go to some chakras that would be maybe, we'll go to your shoulders and go down your arms just to give you a sensation of this here to get more energy flowing down your arms, okay? So we're going to go to your left shoulder and treat that as a chakra, the shoulder joint here. We're going to connect your heart energy going up to your shoulder and go to this chakra. So open it up here. So spin, 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 open. Feels good. And we're on the left arm going down to your elbow and moving that chakra around here. Perfect. Spin, 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 open. Good. Now we'll go down to your wrist, left wrist, and move that chakra around at that wrist. Every joint has a chakra on it, so you want to have those working properly. Here we go. Spin, 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 open. And now we'll go down to your fingers and move those all at one time here. There we go. Perfect. Spin, 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 open. So you might just see how your left arm now compares to your right arm. Okay, here we go. I'm going to go to your right side of your body now. Shoulder here. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going down to your elbow, moving that chakra around. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going down to your right wrist and move that chakra. Somebody out there has a wrist problem. Here we go, right wrist. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to go to all your little fingers. Here we go. And there we go. Spin, 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 open. There. How are you feeling, Sylvia?
I definitely feel the energy. Like, that was interesting that you talked about each joint having its own chakra. And I can feel kind of like the energy pulsing in those areas and just flowing more freely, so that's great.
And most people will feel their hands kind of like buzz or, you know, and tingle once that happens. So you're getting more energy flow into your body right now through your arms. So we'll do the same thing down your legs here. And again, we're working with the light shift, and the light shift's working with your spirit. And then your spirit is now doing this for you. For yourself, you can just ask your spirit to do this. And normally once the channel's opened up one time, once you're aware of it, you can always go back and redo a healing this way here. So you're not really codependent upon the light shift for this. So I'm going to go to your hips right now. Go to your left hip first and run the heart energy down into your right hip. There we go. And open up this chakra and needs to be positioned properly first. There we go. So spin, open. And go down now to your left knee and move that chakra around. The air looks great. Spin. Boy, there's some problems there with right the left knee. Spin. Okay, we're gonna. So somebody out there has a left knee problem. So we're gonna first pull out the entities that are attached to the knee that might be taking energy away from this chakra opening up. Okay. So if anybody out there has a knee problem, you might want to just come on the fast chat here, so we can see what your condition is here. There we go. Coming out. There, those are released now. Okay, so here we go. Left knee, spin, open. Great. Okay, now we'll go down to your left ankle. Move this chakra around here. Spin, open. Perfect. And next, we're going to go down to your toes. And open up those chakras. Spin, open. There. So you might just kind of take a little mental note, maybe just tell us how the feeling is on your left leg now compared to your right. And for me, it just feels like I have a lot more energy in it. My leg feels actually heavier, but it feels more expansive. So how do you feel about your left leg, Sylvia?
Well, yeah, it does feel a little heavier, and my ankle has a lot of sensation going on it, like it's the energy is just moving through there, and then it was kind of, you know, cracking or popping, like, as I moved my leg.
Okay.
So I think there's a lot more energy flowing through my leg to my feet, or at least on that side.
Yep, so we're now going to do the your right leg, so. And again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. You don't have to do any energy pushing or do any special things. On the light ship, there's really nothing that they have as far as prerequisites for a healing. You can have your legs crossed, your arms crossed. It makes no difference to them down here. So some of those energies that people talk about, what you shouldn't do with your body, doesn't make any sense to them. So here we go. Going to the right hip. Okay, moving that chakra around here. Perfect. Again, connecting your heart energy to your right hip. So here we go. Spin, open. Great. And going down to your right knee. Moving that chakra around. Here we go. Spin. Good. Perfect. Okay. And go down to your right ankle. Moving this chakra around. Okay. Here we go. Spin. Good. Okay. And now we're going down to your right toes. There we go. And they're being repositioned here, energy-wise. Here, the chakras. There we go. Spin. Open. Okay. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
That feels great, and actually it's really fascinating to me because I can feel the chakras in both ankles now spinning around, and also in my knees, so that's great.
Yeah, so as you noticed, somebody who had a problem, we had to release entities because the entities were not allowing the healing to take place, or the energy flow. Also, you know, the emotional body also has a large influence on the amount of healing that you're going to be having also. Remember, the healing aspect is the divine sends you energy when you request it. And then from there, it goes to your spirit. And then your spirit, depending how much you're in your body, is how much energy it can hold for you. So like I say, if you're only 20% in your body, the most you're ever going to get is a 20% healing. That's all the energy that your spirit can hold for you. And then from there, what's in the way of your healing is your different densities that you are carrying, your emotional densities, your baggage, your traumas. There's other bodies involved too. And those also, like in this past healing, it came from your spirit, and then all of a sudden entities were taking away your healing energy. So that was attached to you, so we had to release entities. And then it depends how much emotional trauma you have, which caused your problem to begin with, as to how much healing ability or energy you're going to be getting back to your body. So this is why the emotional healing is so important. And I also do personal sessions with people for a one-hour session for healing for $150 if they have a definite concern on a situation, of their physical body problems. But anyway, the most important thing is to get your emotions cleared so you can accept this energy for healing. The light shift does not work with emotional energies. The emotional energies are strictly an earth-based energy. It has nothing to do with the light shift because it was created by the earth spirit. And so what happens is the earth spirit is experiencing life through you, through your emotions. This is why we're an emotional planet. But the light shift is there to give your spirit energy to allow your body to heal and to also allow your spirit to look out of your eyes to see back upon the universe, upon itself, the beautiful aspects of creation here. So it doesn't really concern itself with emotional trauma. This is up to you to release out of you. So this is why sometimes the healings that people request are not 100% because they haven't dealt with their traumas, their baggage that they're carrying. The trauma has created the illness, and the light shift can heal you on the light shift perfectly, 100%, but have you dealt with the situation that caused your trauma to begin with? And that's strictly down here on the earth. So as you come down, each time you're transported up to the light shift and you're being, say, brought back and forth millions of times, maybe a second, if not more so, then all of a sudden each time you come down here into the densities, the traumas that you're carrying will recreate your illness. So you want to definitely clean out these energies that will help you heal. And that's definitely known through all different healing modalities that your emotions, are why you are the way you are with your physical conditions. So that's not new to anybody, but this is how the light shift works. They don't work with the emotions because that's what your job is down here to do because you're on an emotional planet. So you have any questions, Sylvia?
Well, I wanted to bring up a question that Jim from Amsterdam has, and he's asking about just more information on how it works that we're influenced through our DNA by our ancestors and how, our bodies are basically still processing that and, as far as healing goes. So maybe you could speak a little bit to that question of his.
Okay. Basically, the body is like a walking judgment factory in a sense, and it's whatever your ancestors thought of as a judgment, then that's stored into you. It gets stored into your RNA, then that gets put into your DNA. And so at that point, every thought that you have, remember, I'm not a Bible person, but in the Bible they talk about something about the don't partake of the tree of knowledge, something like that, which means that you're judging the divine. The divine sees everything as perfect and beautiful and in the light. And when you start judging something, then it's like you know more than the divine knows, and then that separates you, and then you're separated from spiritual truth, that which is everything is perfect. And even though your conditions on life may not be perfect, it's still an experience that's imperfection. It's like, say you go to the doctor, and they say, you have this tumor, cancerous tumor. Well, the doctor doesn't say, you really have this, this awful-looking tumor. It's not really a good one. There's people with better tumors than what you have. It's just basically what it is. And so the way to look at it is that your body will bring up conditions, judgments from your ancestors, because your body wants to heal it, and that energy is just a blocked energy. That's how you have to look at it. Either the energy is free-flowing or it's blocked. And so with each lifetime through genetics, through your genetic history, your ancestry, each person who lived, including yourself, is working on the thoughts of your ancestors because they got separated from spiritual truth and judged the divine as not being perfect. And this is what starts our physical problems that we have here. And those are all emotionally based. And so if you see something happening to yourself, say more than three times in a short period of time, maybe a week or so, know that that problem is at your doorstep, and watch out for it because it's going to bite you in the butt. And you may have a lot of traumas happening because your body now finally came to the point to where it says, boy, this person just doesn't get this energy that I'm trying to release out of them. And so what I'm going to do now is, in a sense, sabotage myself, which is what it will do. Remember, your body will kill itself to get well because we don't get this energy consciously of our problems. So then it will create with your soul family a problem that you're going to be experiencing, and it'll bring people, places, things into your life to have a situation. And then all of a sudden, whammy, you know, something happens to you and you have a serious problem happening. But normally what happens is always watch people. And if you, whatever you see happening in your own realm of your experiences, whatever you're tied into, well, you look at something and you concentrate on it momentarily, or you go, boy, that's really bad or that's awful. Well, that's actually inside of you. So at that point, to know that your body is going to, at some point, sabotage yourself for that same maybe situation. So if you see somebody walking down the street and maybe they trip and fall, maybe they skin their arm, know that that's a problem that you're having. Is it in your feet? Is it in where the problem is, that where the skin got broken and you're bleeding? Well, it's hard to say, but whatever that situation is, you're going to be dealing with that at some level. And some physical problem can happen to you. So always look at that and just release the energy out of your body. The very best way to work on yourself, if you choose not to have the light shift healings, is to go to like a shopping mall and sit down in a seat, maybe at the food court, and judge people. Sit down and look at everybody who walks in front of you and see what you like or don't like about them. Remember, liking something is the same thing as disliking something. It's out of balance energy. You want to be neutral. You want to be in the observation mode and discernment. But the fact that you like something means that you're lacking something inside of yourself because you're already perfect. So that's like an addiction. And not liking something is something that is the same process. You just don't like it because you're holding resentment there. So either way, it's the exact same thing if you look at it energy-wise. So you want to then look at somebody, and maybe the person is wearing pink shoes, and you have something about pink shoes. Where it came from, maybe it wasn't, naturally it's not going to be in this lifetime probably. It's possible that maybe you, your ancestors wore pink shoes, and maybe they got laughed at, 500 years ago or something. Or maybe you wore pink shoes and you slipped and fell. Or maybe something worse happened, it's hard to say, but there's a judgment there stored into your body from your ancestors. So you want to just ask your body to release it. So maybe after seeing a couple people wearing pink shoes, or maybe even 100 people, at some point in time, you're going to look at the person wearing pink shoes, and it's not going to affect you at all when you look at it. At that point, you're healed. And you just have to keep releasing it out of your body. Ask your body to release that blocked energy because it's brought you to that awareness because that's what you're trying to release. It's that simple. So, but it takes a lot of time. But keep watching people and judge them so you can release the judgment that you have stored inside of you, because eventually that same judgment could kill you. Remember, things recycle. History always repeats itself. And this is a scenario that you're dealing with in all lifetimes that you inhabit here, reincarnate here. It's the same process. You're trying to become whole and complete. You're not trying to come into oneness. There's really no such thing as oneness in the universe, because everything is designed and created to go out and explore the universe. If everything was oneness, you'd be everything in yourself, and that's not the way it is. You can experience energies and feel the oneness with an energy, but you weren't created to be oneness. So that's one of the New Age philosophies that people have about oneness, and it's just not true. You can never reach oneness. On the light ship, there's no oneness on the light ship. Everything is created to be what it is, and it's all separate energies. So, what do we have on Fast Chat? Anything else here, Sylvia?
Let's see. Well, we have...
Isn't the body made of oneness? No, the body is made of energies that are created to be unique, a unique expression of the source energy. And everybody is unique. Your spirit is unique to itself. Your spirit is not in oneness or identical to anything else out there other than your twin flame energy. So no, the body's not in oneness, the spirit's not in oneness. So you might consider maybe oneness as being that you're created from the source, but that's still not oneness. So I hope that kind of answered the question there.
Or maybe we can talk about the difference between judgment and discernment, because I don't think you're saying not to discern one thing from the other. You're talking about the judgment that we have, like when we are criticizing something or someone, or we feel kind of bothered by somebody or some energy to release that judgment of it, right?
Yes, that's correct. So you want to judge to release the judgment. And
okay.
That's what you need to do. The emotional clearing from the light ship does an instantaneous without you even having to know that you may have billions of judgments, on one title, on one heading, of one situation. But down here, you can do probably one at a time if you wish. Remember, every second you have a judgment on something. You are recording a judgment just as you're doing it right now as you hear my words and what I'm saying. Your body is sensing each word to see if it seems to resonate with you on your own particular truth that you have inside of yourself. And so it's continuously judging each word that I'm saying. And that's, moment by moment. And that's being stored someplace in your body. So does that sort of answer your question? And discernment is just looking at it and not judging it and just understanding, the way things are and allowing somebody to be where they are in their life with whatever condition they're expressing. And that condition that they're expressing is imperfection, because the divine doesn't really care what condition you're in. You're just expressing an expression of a situation until you squawk about it or want to get out of that divine situation and then go on to your next divine situation.
That makes a lot of sense. Are we still online?
Happening in the background there.
Okay. So that's really great, and I love both the questions and your answer. And I thought that was really fascinating what you talked about as you're going through your day, whatever you're seeing taking place outside of yourself, it sounded like you were saying that that's actually a reflection of something going on in a situation that's calling for a healing.
Yes. And I like what Don wrote here. I step on a lot of toes, probably. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So you have to realize that you're created as a perfect example of the divine energy, and all you're here to do everywhere in the universe is to experience life and to, in a sense, look back upon creation and what can be created. So the divine is looking at the divine, and we get caught up in situations, and everything is perfect. It's not that you may not feel that you're in a perfect situation, but that's the creation where you're living in right now, the universe that you're living in, the realm around you of energy. So it's up to you to change that. And you have to, request a change, either through your own spirit or maybe asking your spirit to help yourself out outside of yourself. And the oneness energy is I don't even know what that would be even like. Because nobody can be in oneness. You can relate to oneness, but you can't go back to nothingness, which is oneness. because once you're created, you can never go back to nothing, because you're created to be a creative being, a creative spirit, and from there you left the source energy, and you're on your own now, and you're out there creating and understanding different, you know, frameworks and different energies throughout the universe, and, you know, watching how other creations are created by other people, other places, other things, and just having a wonderful time at it. So we have another question here. Let's see here. We have one from Tammy here. Let me click on it here and see what it says here. Where the angels and divas, nature spirits, on strike with regard to clearing entities? I don't understand the question. Do you understand the question, Sylvia, from Tammy?
No, not exactly. Maybe she's just wondering if the Earth spirit has different nature spirits and divas working, why aren't...
Okay, so we have some technical difficulties here, so I don't know how far back we need to go with this here. So basically, you're just here to experience energies, and we'll just go on to the next question here, I guess. So Tammy was asking about diva entities, diva spirits. Yeah, they're here from, you know, created by the Earth to, in a sense, watch over the creations that the Earth spirit created to be here. So she asked about them being on strike. So I would assume that she's wondering if they're fully capable of helping us out here. I think I heard a beep there. Someone online? We have a caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Gabriella.
Okay, you're a little faint, Gabriella.
I'm sorry?
You're a little faint, but I can hear you now. Okay, if you can talk a little bit louder, that'd be great.
Okay.
Well, that's perfect there, okay.
How are you?
I'm fine. So what question do you have?
Well, I'm interested in a healing experience. I was reading your webpage earlier today and about purification and activation. I'm having a little trouble here in Texas. I'm sort of by myself, and I don't really have a lot of resources or people. I'm really different. I speak really well, almost too well sometimes, but it brings me a lot of good attention. And
okay, what kind of questions do you have?
I was wondering if you could help me with healing, if there was any way that I could ask for your help.
Well, I would, yeah, I do some healing on the show here. Just contact me maybe after the show. I do personal sessions all the time with people for healing.
Yes.
And like I mentioned, the most important thing you can do in your life is your emotional clearing. And just take your age times $5. And that's what it costs, and that'll get you more into the moment so you can accept more healing. It gets rid of your baggage. This is what we're talking about now on the show, is eliminating our ancestral baggage that's, you know, coming into us that we're dealing with in this lifetime. So that's what I would suggest doing. That's the most important thing you can do for yourself in your life, is to have that clearing.
Okay.
So thank you for calling.
Okay, well thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, let's see here. Anything else on the fast chat, Sylvia?
Let's see. Well, I actually have a question that other people might have been thinking about, and that is, earlier you mentioned with the when our energy gets imbalanced and we kind of get off kilter, sometimes that can be caused by psychic attacks that are, you know, coming through, where people will actually kind of bombard a chakra with energy or something like that. And about a month ago or so, the Lightship did a healing for people that on the radio where they were able to clear like psychic attacks for the past 20 days that we had done to others and others had done to us. So I thought maybe that might be an appropriate one just to, you know, kind of clear that if that's happened with anybody and give them an experience of what it's like to be without that.
Sure, okay. What would you like to do first, Sylvia? The one from other people first, or what do you think?
How about let's do that one second.
Okay, so you want to do one with attacks that you have done to other people and have that energy released from you? Is that what you want to do first?
Right, and then let's do the one where others have done it to us second.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is, and these attacks that you have projected to other people, could be just anger, energies going out of you. It could be energies of envy. Just anything that you have put out that was not love energy to someone else. So here we go. We're going to go 20 days. So we're just going to count from 1 through 20. And the light shift doctors are going to do this right now. And we're just connecting. This will take probably about 15 seconds. Okay, here we go. So 1 cleared, 2 cleared, 3 cleared. These are days. 4 cleared. Some yawning there. So somebody probably got upset with someone about 4 days ago. There we go. 5 cleared, 6 cleared. 7 cleared, 8 cleared. Okay, 8 has a problem. You may relate to it if it happened to you. 9 cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, 12 cleared, 13 cleared, 14 cleared, 15 cleared, 16 cleared, 17 cleared, 18 cleared, 19 cleared, 20 cleared. 20 was rough. Oh, boy. Okay. Now we're going to do energies that people have projected to you. And typically, this last clearing, you probably didn't feel too much happening to you. But this next one, you probably will feel energies leave your body. So if you have any aches or pains right now and they go away instantly, that's what happened. You were, in a sense, corded, or you had some type of energy projected to you, making your body not work properly. Let's put it that way, energetically. So here we go. One day, well, I'm already yawning.
Oh, boy.
Yawning means there's a lot of energy there. So one day, first day cleared, second cleared, third cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seventh cleared, eighth cleared, ninth cleared, tenth cleared, 11th cleared, 12th cleared, 13th cleared, 14th cleared, 15th. 15 has a problem. Oh, boy. 15 cleared, 16 cleared, 17 cleared, 18 cleared, 19 cleared, and 20 cleared there. So you may feel a change in your body right now as these energy cords are taking off of you. Like I said, it can be envy energies. It can be somebody being upset with you, thinking bad thoughts toward you, anything like that. And these are all, we'll say, under the heading of being attacked psychically. We'll do one other clearing here. We're going to disconnect you. I'll do it for the last 5 days from psychic attacks off-planet, which we haven't done yet here. And so this is going to take a whole different team of light being doctors here. And this could also tap into, I'll use the word mind control. Remember, people talk about our governments here on Earth doing stuff to us. Well, that's just probably the tip of the iceberg, okay? Remember, as above, so below. And so I hear a lot of people talking negative about our governments here and what they're doing to us. Well, remember, they're being attacked also. And I feel almost 100% sure in my heart that if some of these things that we feel that maybe these people are doing to us, if they were released from this negative energy off planet, that they would definitely change their thinking and their personalities and become into more love energy. Remember, these people are probably targeted very heavily, okay, by the dark side. And so A lot of people talk negatively about certain people in the government, and they get very upset. But just remember, these people are targeted heavily. So if these energies were released from them, they would definitely change your consciousness. So I just kind of want to describe that to everyone here. Remember, as above, so below. And the Galactic Federation is one of the as aboves, and they're being attacked also. So, and there are protectors here. So here we go. Going back one day, a lot of energy here, boy. Wow. Okay, the light ship is ready to release you from external off-planet, I'll just use the word psychic attacks. There may be other things going on there, but we can kind of understand that, okay, with our simple minds here. So here we go. One day, cleared. Two days, cleared. Three, I gotta yawn again. Cleared. Okay, three again, cleared. Fourth, cleared. And five, cleared. Okay, you may or may not feel much of a change. I don't know. I feel a little better. The energy is not quite as heavy. But there's a lot going on there that doesn't meet the eye. So, how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Well, that was very interesting for me because I felt at first kind of a pressure in my head, like there was something there, and then I felt it lift as though, I don't know if it was like a mind control kind of thing or some kind of cording, but I definitely felt it lift off, and it was just very interesting, very good.
Yeah, so we have here somebody's body's tingling here, looks like, and that's normal. The healing aspect, when your body tingles, that's typically your spirit coming into the dense energies that you have in your body, and it's able to release blocked energy. So that's normally what the tingling aspect is. Some people also feel their body getting warm. So it's just hard to say what causes that. Another question here about DNA activations. The light ship does many of these here. Like I said in previous shows, just having one DNA activation by somebody is not really enough to do the ascension process. It's kind of an ongoing situation. So if you had one, say, a couple years ago, and maybe you spent $500 or $1,000, I've heard of people paying a lot more than that sometimes, but just having one activation is not going to guarantee that you're going to have the ascension process because you had X amount of strands attuned and aligned for you. It's kind of an ongoing situation. Each time you go to the light ship and they do many healings on you, they actually do activations on you. On my Saturday calls that I have, they do a lot of work, and it's far much more complex than what's happening down here by practitioners doing DNA activations, because they're doing activations by the Galactic Federation, which is not creation energy itself. So there's a big difference to the activations themselves. So it takes more than one time. Just being on this show, I'm sure that the light beings are working with you. So let's see, what do we have here? Anything else on the fast chat that we can talk about, Sylvia?
Well, we're getting a little bit close to the last 10 minutes of the show.
Okay.
So,
yeah, we can do a shift healing here. So all that we've done so far will work on the archives. And the light ship healings, you have to be on the air with me live to have this done. And the reason is very simple. Number one, you can't go to the light ship by yourself. I'd have to take you up there because of the frequencies that they work with. And number two, if you do ask to go there, it's very possible that your thoughts may go to a negative extraterrestrial ship and they could abduct you. So I don't want anybody to request going up to a ship. Remember, the Galactic Federation is not in 100% light yet. And the Galactic Federation has ships out there that are abducting people this very second. So just by giving your consent that you think you're going up to the creation light ship, you would not be. And I would not want to have you have a negative experience by requesting that. So when you do go to the light ship, you do have a cocoon energy around you that when your spirit and you ask for a healing, it will work with you. So that's the advantage of that. They normally give you this energy for 5 days. But do not ask to go to the light ship, because you will typically or could be abducted, and I don't want that to happen to anybody. In fact, what I tell people is that if I was in a location and somebody said, hey, there's a UFO outside this building here, let's all go look at it, I would be the last one on it, and I would probably run the opposite direction, because I don't, I would not want to even be close to that energy, because it's not of the light, and the light has not brought anything here that I know of physically yet, or even probably from the Federation. There are a few sightings that probably are good, but a lot of those are maybe negative ships. Mount Shasta here, it gets full of them. You look up in the sky, and all of a sudden, within an hour, the whole sky is filled full of negative extraterrestrial ships. They have the ship clouds. They get black in color. They bring bad weather. And then the light ship comes and freezes time on them. They don't move at all. And then within maybe a few hours, they're completely terminated. And all you see left is the residue of the ship kind of floating in clouds that are kind of helter-skelter. And they're still in darkness, and then after a while they leave completely, because they're completely disintegrated. So there are a lot of them here. Basically, these negative ships could be within a couple thousand feet of you. Not to get real negative here, but just look up in the skies, and if you see any like ghost faces looking down upon you, those are the negative ETs. They'll form a face in the clouds and start watching you. So anyway, we're going to now switch here to something more positive. And everybody online now, just kind of sit back and relax. And the light ship now that created you, the creation light ship, is now going to take you up to this beautiful experience of having a little bit of healing work done. It'll be probably about 5 minutes. And here we go. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring up, think of them now in your consciousness. And we're all going up to the light ship right now together, and we're there. Our energies will never mix. They're doing a body scan on us now, and our animals and pets are now leaving us. And we're now going into another location on the light ship. If you're a seer, you're going to be able to see the beautiful energies now on the light ship, these beautiful beings that are here to help us for the ascension process. And we're talking with them right now. They're telling us what they found is physically wrong with us. Remember, they only work with physical problems. The emotional energy stay down here. And right now we're going into the healing rooms. And there's many rooms here. We're out of time, so we're actually still here physically, and we're there physically too. But we're out of time in their time sequence. And they do appear and create physicality on the light ship. So the first room we're going into, I'm seeing them working with our knees and our ankles. This is one team that we selected. Another team is, this is the room where they can release physical body pain from us. So if you have any physical body pain, request it now inside of your head. You're also communicating with the light beings on the light ship through mental telepathy. But I'd like you to also request healing down here. Remember, we're in a different time frame, so the time can be much, much longer up there than what it is right here. And right now, they're working on our shoulders. I'm seeing that aspect. I'm actually there myself right now. I bilocate instantly, and I can bring back to you what I am seeing in the moment on the light ship and kind of tell you about it here. It may sound like a meditation, sort of, but it's not. It's real time on the light ship. Right now, they're working with our fingers. They have our hands in some special solution to maybe help with arthritis, to make our joints better. I'm seeing them now working, doing some energy work with our hormones. They're also working with our stomach right now. I'm seeing our stomach valves being looked at. They're working now in the back of our throat, on our esophagus. I'm seeing them working with our rib cage right now. So they do many, many things. I see them working with the top of our head, doing like a scalp massage on us. They're doing some adjustments to the plates on our skull. So you may actually feel energy there. Right now I'm seeing them working with, looks like our fingernails. They're checking that out here. They're working inside of our mouth also. Okay. They're also working with our eyes and ears. And we're going into a beautiful room. This is a room where they have this large amethyst shield. And it's very beautiful. And I'll bring in the amethyst energy down here for us to experience. Remember, these are all conscious beings, all these little crystals. So I'll bring in the energy here. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So here we go. We're in this room, and you may feel this beautiful energy down here. And we're now, they're checking out, it looks like our fat in our body. So everybody may like this here. So if you're a little overweight, you might request they can do something with that. They have many modalities of healing. We're going into a room now where they're putting some special light rays into our body, into each body organ. So they're taking our original blueprint of our particular body, and they're bringing in these light rays into each organ to activate them more fully, to bring them back into spiritual balance, harmony with the original blueprint. I see them working on our lungs right now, and we have only about a couple minutes to go, so we probably should come back here. So we're coming back down right now with our pets and animals, and we're back now on Earth here, we'll say. And that was the light ship healing. And just quickly here, I have a couple questions here. I don't know about the UFOs by chemtrails. Maybe they're helping to clean it up. There are some good... light ships, some will say light ships, but there are some good ET ships out there, UFOs, that are helping us here. I don't think they're doing enough because they could come down here with their technology and fix everything. So when they are in the light completely, they'll be able to do that. Next thing is reptoids. I don't get into that too much here. The light ship is helping us with mind control, taking a lot of that away so we can become a little more conscious here. Anything else on here that I need to talk about here?
Well, I think before we go, it's good to remind people of a couple of things real quick. And one is that our Friday time has changed. It's not probably posted quite yet. But instead of 9:30 p.m., we're moving to 8 p.m. starting this Friday. So hopefully that time will make it easier for some of those in different time zones to be with us. Also want to remind people about Ron's conference calls, like the young lady that called in, for example. It's a great way to connect with Ron for a healing. The conference calls happen Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. They're an hour long or so each, and I think they're just $20. So it's a wonderful way to get started with some healing. You can also call Ron, of course, for a private session, which is wonderful. So I wanted to make sure everyone was aware of that, and posted the phone number to call on the fast chat, so you can see it there. And,
okay, so I guess we'll probably sign off now. We're probably getting close to the end of the show here. And so anyway, yeah, give me a call. Just go, like what Sylvia said, and our show on Friday is moved to daytime, 8 p.m. So thank you, everybody, and hope the healings have helped you. And blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful day and evening.
Okay, goodbye. We'll see you Wednesday.
Okay, bye, everyone.